You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
And there we are. Okay, it's Southside Broadcasting, Hospedia Channel 1, also tied in with southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com and, of course, sirenonline.co.uk. A year ago, we were at the London Boat Show, the Tullett Prebon London Boat Show. I can't believe the time's shot by. We haven't been able to get down there this year for a variety of reasons, but somebody who we met last year who inspired us, and we have done a series of follow-ups, and we'll get even more connected with as the months proceed in 2013, is the legend that is Richard Harpham. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, It's always strange when you're introduced to someone you don't recognise. Anyway, thank you, very kind words.
Well, it's true. I well remember, I think it was in the sort of ground area of the Excel Centre last year, and you were just about to talk to a whole variety of things. There were some sensational kayaking things going through with that. And lo and behold, this year, in about 15 minutes or so from now, you'll be scooting off to give another presentation about inspiredlife.org.
Yeah, absolutely that. It's really strange as you're introducing me. I'm literally walking into Excel and the London Boat Show, the Outdoor Show and the Cycle Show, which are all co-located. And very, very exciting sort of things going on, variety of speakers. I know that today in the celebrity sort of stakes, you've got people like Charlie Borman and Helen Skelton of Blue Peter fame. Mm. But then you've got a lot of people like me that definitely don't fall in that category and just go out there and do things they enjoy doing.
But Richard, there was something important there, because Charlie Borman has also done shows with me as well. It's a few years ago now, admittedly, but you say that with Charlie Borman, we've both been on the same radio shows and radio stations together.
So there we are.
Yes. Anyway, let's move on. Talk a little bit about inspiredlife.org, because what was 2012 like for yourself? Was it another year of inspiration?
Yeah, 2012 has been pretty brilliant in terms of Inspired Life and its growth. I think we've learned a lot more about helping young people and communities in the work that we do. And if people aren't aware, we essentially provide role models, whether they're Olympians, musicians, adventurers, artists, and they come into schools primarily, sometimes into the community. And we have a number of resources, including a book that we wrote. And young people essentially work through that program to build their sort of future aspiration, dreams, goals, that sort of thing. And this year, we sort of reached the milestone of 13,000 young people through our programs. And we also did some measurement that told us of the long-term impact of some of what we were doing. So very exciting.
Now, I would have thought that 2012 in particular has provided an awful lot of new additional possible Olympians and medal-winning Olympians to actually add to the roster in many ways.
Yeah, definitely. Some of our friends, were at London 2012. Some of the people we know actually won medals, including gold medals. So it's been very, very exciting. I think at the same time for us, it's also meant letting the dust settle, because obviously they've been in high demand, and one of the things that we're really keen to do is to make sure that what we do is sustainable. You know, if everything's costing lots of money, then it doesn't enable us to inspire more young people, which is our kind of primary focus.
Absolutely, and I say it all helps in every sense of the word. Now, enough looking back, let's look forwards. 2013, what exciting things are we already planning which involve your good self, Richard?
Well, I've got a brilliant project which is about 3 weeks away, and that will see me head out to Morocco again and cycle about 1,000 miles, including the northern bit of the Sahara, and that's, you know, something I'm really looking forward to. Something I'm doing for Sports Aid, which is the charity that helps all of our sort of up-and-coming athletes, and I think they would have been 6 if there'd been a country at the Commonwealth Games or the Olympics or something. So, you know, a lot of the big names that we would recognise in the world of sport, they've funded, and they've been really the first place on the development path for them.
Which is fantastic stuff, and again, we look forward to following you through with respect to that as well. A reminder, the web address, of course, is inspiredlife.org.
Yeah, inspiredlife.org has what we're doing in schools.
Yep.
The spare seat was the New York trip that I organised and took part in last year.
How did that go? How did that go? Because I know we followed that through. We didn't do a sort of postscript onto the whole thing, but was it as successful as we knew it was going to be?
Yeah, I mean, it was absolutely incredible. It was very much like sort of Forrest Gump in respect of, it was 500 miles of kayaking from Niagara Falls to the Statue of Liberty across New York State, and everyone got behind it, and I think we had about 29 different people in the spare seat, including 2 British people that we took across as part of a competition we were running, and about 300 people came out. And, you know, would appear in kayaks, rowing boats, stand-up paddle boards, in these sort of real Forrest Gump-esque moments. You'd turn around, and suddenly there'd be loads of other paddlers behind you. And what we thought was, that was incredible, let's do it again. So, in May, we've got a spare seat to Scotland, and that will see us start in the sort of Inner Hebrides on the sea, go through the Caledonian Canal, the Great Glen, as it were, from Fort William up to Inverness, and then finish at Cromarty. And that one's much more accessible for British people rather than obviously Americans. And people can join in. They can go to www.thespareseat.com and get involved. You know, bring a seat or get a seat or the chance to be in the spare seat. And the same sort of thing hopefully will happen.
Richard, I feel inspired just for being there, and thank you for actually giving us a little flavour of the fantastic work you're doing, and also the Tullet Prebon London Boat Show, of course, for 2013. So it's just one of those things we weren't able to actually send a team down or get down there ourselves. Needless to say, we know you're heading off to do a session yourself, so we're keeping this fairly brief. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today with Southside Broadcasting?
Oh, I absolutely love it. I always say to people, I'm just going to do this radio interview, and I think one of the things I love about your shows is that, you know, there is this sort of free license to really inspire people. And I always say the best adventure is the one you take. So hopefully some of your listeners, whether it's going for a walk in the outdoors, climbing a tree, doing the 3 peaks, whatever sort of challenge, but, you know, 2013 is going to be a great year, and get out there and enjoy the sort of the big outdoors.
Or indeed actually helping to save an animal sanctuary, which we're talking about as well. So that's another line, etc. So the next crucial question is, can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future?
Absolutely. And I mean, there may be a possibility of doing something from the Sahara. And I'm also off to Siberia in March. So we'll see what we can hook up.
I think the things will happen and magically will maintain itself. So good luck today, Richard. Not that you need it. Enjoy the rest of the thing, because I think if anybody's thinking about trotting down to the London Boat Show, there's only one more day to go. It's today and tomorrow, really. So if you're listening to this after the 20th, you'll have to wait for the 2014 London Boat Show. But as we said, inspiredlife.org will take you to the adventures of Richard Harpham and a whole range of other bits and pieces. Richard, as ever, we salute you.
Thank you. And I mean, if anyone's interested in more of my talks, and I'm also speaking at the Daily Telegraph Adventure Show, which is the following weekend in London. And, you know, it'd be great to see some people and connect. So thanks very much.
In your lifetime, you'll spend 1,286 hours drying your hair, 3,620 hours in queues, and 9,800 hours stuck in traffic. All we're asking you for is one. We need volunteers to donate an hour of their time to help collect money for the Great Daffodil Appeal. The money you raise will help Marie Curie Cancer Care nurse terminally ill people in their final hours. Simply visit the Marie Curie website to sign up. The hour you donate could help someone in their final hours.